red card killed us. Killed us.
That red card really, really was the turning point in our game plan.
It was a crime to play against 11.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast's Fan Reaction Show, the show where Soccer Laduma provides a platform for supporters and fans to discuss the latest in South African football, be it local, continental and international. This past weekend saw the CAF Champions League final being played between Kaizer Chiefs and Al Ahly. And what was significant about this match was the fact that this was Kaizer Chiefs' first CAF tournament and they found themselves in the final. And let's not forget about the fact that Kaizer Chiefs were not able to sign any new players for the past two seasons. This match was always going to be a mountain to climb. With that being said, this match was dominated by Al Ahly. The Egyptian Giants had strung together over 700 passes while holding 71% of ball possession. However, Chiefs were defending with their hearts on their sleeves, tiring Al Ahly out, waiting for the opportunity to counter. But things went sideways for Chiefs as Happy Mashiani committed a serious foul in stoppage time at the end of the first half, which saw him see red. Many fans would say that if it wasn't for the red card, Chiefs would have been crowned CAF champions, and because of that, we decided to ask our fans and supporters, was the red card the difference between these two clubs and how different would the result have been? As usual, you all sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
I'd like to say hard luck to Amakhosi. Red card ka Happy Mashiani is costing a lot because it's keeping my plans. Like the plan of defender, it was totally out now because the main focus was that one man down, and of which it makes it difficult to our team to attack. As you were seeing with Samir Nokovic and Kama Biliat, they were suffering when they carried ball. There was nobody to pass. So I think that red card is keeping my plans, man. It just makes us to focus more on marking and forget about attacking. That's why we considered the goals.
Definitely, Pepe Mashiani's red card was the deciding factor of the results we saw. Chiefs were pressing nicely first half. They were covering all the spaces for Al Ahly. As you also saw, they couldn't even take a shot at goal in the first half because they were always playing behind the ball. Chiefs was pressing nicely. Mashiani didn't get the red card. We could have forced the game to extra time. We could have even scored before they even scored. I believe that red card was the deciding factor. It's what brought our results, positive results for Al Ahly, because Chiefs still had the Opiliat, had the Okambole, had Castro on the bench who could have been used and substituted on time, not to try and balance the team, but to try and push a team to get a goal, you know. And unfortunately for Amakhosi, well played. I still salute them for them to go that far in the tournament. I salute them big time.
Red card ya Happy Mashiani equals the Chiefs kakhulu. And then if bengatholanga red card bekuzoba ne different enkulu because the Chiefs beyibambe kamnani Al Ahly and then bezowina leya game one not because it just benida igoal one then badlali bebadlalanga khona because they were defensive beba defender kahle and beba attacka kahle bebabambe kamnani Al Ahly.
Mashiani ufumane red card. But red card is one of the part of the games. So red card, if man at any time, ube yung wai minisrang. So I won't put the blame on him. Like I mean, coach was supposed to come with plan B in that situation. First, we have four flat defenders, which is Frosler, Cardoso, Tawa, and Rama. And in front of them, we have two defensive midfielders. I thought the reason you want a two defensive midfielder because of Uzo Ateka, the fullbacks, which is a right back and right back of Frosler and Rama, but maybe say the flat footed. So and the other thing also landed and it is not different as a Z6. So we think the other arcly number is good. And then number two, Titeni sobona kuphakama uKhama Biliat, and then I thought uzokhupha one of our defensive midfielders, it's either uKhathande or Blom. But wabayeka wayokhupha uNgcobo. UNgcobo ebemdlalisa wing out of position engena supplier. And I wena khuphe one of our defensive midfielders, kupha uNgcobo, faka uBiliat player naye mangabina supplier ebhekisina senza defender the six siyalidwa and wrong sub ukhupha uBlom. Okay, which is right. We suppose Zuba ufake at umdozo attack like Castro or Nkambule, but still usafaka kwa e defensive midfield keshezu again. But siyalidwa like e game plan e information ka coach mna e US Coastal e red card ka Mashiyane ice coastanga red card ka Mashiyane to on my side because of e team ziqhele winner zine red card by one or two red cards. How ku coach wethu kangabe na plan B?
I think red card cost is big time because after red card they were no longer the same. They were defending too deep and allow Ali to come at them. I think it was a big mistake from Mashiyane. After that, everything was okay. Everything was okay. The team was playing well. We were attacking. We were compact in the middle of the park. The red card killed us.
Actually, I think that the red card was a big factor in our loss because our squad was a man down and our strategy was left handicapped.
Truly speaking, we were containing that team very well in the first 45 minutes, so until that red card happened. If we didn't have that red card, I think we could have played, maybe draw, maybe winning 1-0, but hush, you can't play Al Ahly with 10 men while there are 11. It's difficult, even when you play 11 versus 11, it's difficult to play them, but it was a crime to play against 11 and while Ronaldo really 10. It's very, very difficult, though, hush. So unfortunately, that red card gave them the cup, just being honest with it.
Before Mashiyane's red card, Chiefs was playing very good. I don't think it would be 3-0. On Katsande was out of the game. I wonder why the coach took so long to substitute him. Billard was supposed to start with the game.
Yeah, I think the red card really cost us the game. You could see on the first half, the guys, they played their heart out. They match Al Ahly pound to pound. You could see that they competed for each and every ball. So, but then until that last minute of this first half, whereby Mashiyane got that red card. That red card really was the turning point in our game plan. Although the game was very tactical, I think Stuart Baxter should have taken a step back and allowed Atazone to carry on with the boys and then he starts for the pre-season with the guys. I think guys like Ngobo, Blom and Mashiyane, they didn't enjoy the game as much as I thought they would. I wouldn't have played them if I was the coach. I would have played the likes of Manyama, Piliat and Castro in their positions so that maybe they can come on later on and kill the game with their pace and their skill because they are very still young. They had still a lot to learn. But then, yeah, the red card really was a turning point. It really killed our game plan because on the second half, we found one thing, and with Al Ahly being having such good players, they knocked the ball around until the point where we broke up. And then after we broke up on the first goal, then the second and the third, it was history for us. But I say well done to Al Ahly. They had to be a winner at the end of the day.
Well, firstly, we're all devastated by the results of last night. However, we're still proud of the boys for reaching this final. It's a milestone. The first team to do that in their first appearance. Plus, additional to that, we didn't have any new signings for the whole season. So we're extremely proud of the boys. Okay, Mashiyane's red card. It did affect us, but not in a negative way, because Pizza had a game plan. As you noticed, the first half, we were all over them. Came second half, that's when Pizza's plan kicked in, and we went to sleep. That's why they counted, and they hurt us. We're devastated, but forever will remain, of course. We're super, super proud of you boys, and we can't wait to welcome you guys back home.
I know that our mistake is a halam. Yes, we do mistake in Zagala, but that tackle, he was not supposed to tackle the player like that. But if Umaka Umuntu Ganjalo, we totally red card, yeah, told. But yes, whatever happened in Zekile, and for me na isusubrum kuti we get embarrassed by umuntu adlale so the next thing in a minute asitholi indlela yokuthi siya attacke do isifuna uattacka ngakhona. So I think that was wrong ukuthi attacke umunye umuntu kanjalo, but hey, what can we say, bola hi bola, and I'm so disappointed the way I attacked lo muntu lo yangakhona, and there's nothing ukuthi singayilungisa sokusayibuyisela emuva. And mina I'm so disappointed ukuthi lonke ilizwe besupport the Kaizer Chiefs.
Let me just say the red card played a huge role coming to the result, because I believe that red card came in a time where our technical team did not have any solution what they must do after that red card. Because remember, the red card came towards end of first half. So to them, they thought they have it in control. And what they were supposed to do, they were supposed to go back. If you still remember my voice note, then my last voice note that I spoke to you, I said, Chiefs must just go there with their third bus. They must just put their third bus at the back so that we prolong the game. Then we frustrate the Al Ahly team. Then we go to extra time. Then we go to penalty. Then at penalty, it's anyone's game.
Happy Mashiane's red card is not the reason for our loss. Coach is the reason. What he did, it was a mixed veg. It was a mixed masala. I don't know how can I call it. His changes, bringing Rama, the guy who's rusted, he's rusted to the finals, to the big finals, was a big mistake. We are not going to say if Mashiane was in the field of play, Kaizer Chiefs winning the game. No. Our system was killing us already. Attacking Al Ahly was our biggest mistake. That system of Atazwane, of parking that bus, was working for us until for that stage. But some of us were complaining about that red card. That red card is nothing.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.